Mezuzah Bracha, the first piece is obviously going to be about brachas from the Barbanel. We did discuss, there is discussion what brachas are in Toldos. There's a ran over there. There's an ikrim over there. And the Barbanel, as usual, sort of brings things together and says own points and so on. So he says, Mezuzah Bracha. V'roi lakten the loma. Shemini brachas bechlau. Ratzaloyma tivom and mohusam. There's much discussion in many of the latest Sfarim, in many of what he calls latest Sfarim, which is Rishonim for us, what a bracha is. And it's something that I don't like what they said. It's not the place to go in and debate those issues. I'll just tell you my point. In other words, I'm not going to discuss their point and the advantage and disadvantage. I'll just the way I think about it. Sabrocha tli shem mishutav. Bracha includes in it, it's a word that has many meanings. It's a word that is used in different ways for different meanings. They have some similarity, but you can't apply the exact meaning. The exact meaning is not equal in all cases. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives a bracha to people, beings, when people give HaKadosh Baruch Hu a bracha, and when people give each other a bracha, are three separate inyanim. We need to define them differently, we need to teach them differently. First one, Birchas Habor Lebruim, Hu Shefa Sheshpil and Tevis. When we speak about HaKadosh Baruch Hu's bracha, we talk about HaKadosh Baruch Hu giving a Shefa, HaKadosh Baruch Hu bestowing benevolence onto us. That is the Vayivarech, which is now he brings two psukim. He says, "Uberech as lachmas emecha, I will bless your lechem and your water." So that we understand it means HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give much bread and water. And then it says, "Vayivarech es makim lema puravu." Now, it's not quite clear how that pasuk means HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give it. In other words, does it mean HaKadosh Baruch Hu will make sure there'll be part of Rava? Not that kind of pasuk. It's a tzivui. Shenyonam hateva v'hatshefa hanoisen lo'isen advarim. So he says it just means HaKadosh Baruch Hu bestowing something, giving something to any other nivra. I want to possibly add something to this Abravanel. So why is it called Nesina? I mean, why does it say Matana, Nesina, so on? The bracha is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu works within what's there to make it very productive. As opposed, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives a Matana, means there was nothing there before, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Matnas Chinam. That means just, you know, we'd start with zero, now we have something, much, many, whatever. Masha Ein Kein, in these inyanim, it means HaKadosh Baruch Hu causes that which is there to multiply, to become great, and so on, but it's Hashpah Melamala. Two, what is the Birchas HaBurim Hashem Yisparach? Ba'omnam Birchas HaBurim HaBurim Ein HaShefa. When we're Mevarach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're not bestowing good on him. It's a form of bracha. It's a form of praise. Like David says, "Abrachas Hashem b'chol eis," which means I'll praise. Tehilas Hashem yedaber pi b'varecho basa. V'zeni amarnu brachas Hashem b'varecho tzoloima halu v'shabchas Hashem shavroi laholos habeach v'amohol be'emes. What we're saying is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is worthy of praise. Baruch Hashem Baruch means praise HaKadosh Baruch because he's worthy of that. Now, he says the point where this is most specifically mediated, Umazesa Pchina Yekori Hakodesh Baruchu Chanan Virachu Minapol. Shuzor Ma'od Albalsefe Ikrim, Bachasa Machshavais, but it means the Hakodesh Baruchu means Hakodesh Hashem is the one that people praise and so on. Let's a little bit sort of get a little bit of a feel for it. It's just like when somebody, let's say somebody's very wealthy, gives an ani a matbea, and the ani benches the person. The benching shaboy is not kilud. Now the usher needs parnasa, but it's more of a sense of an expression of hakara and how good and how much tov was hashpia and so on. So it has that element of shevach to it. Yes.
Maybe the Abraham and Akot here, Chanun v'rachum.
Yes.
Those are describing attributes that are not the merachem.
I think he means to say, just like we say Kaddish is Baruch Hu, is on the same mishkal as Chanun v'rachum. I think that's what he means. There's some unclarity here about where it's passed, but it means from the. You can Akadosh is Hashem is called Baruch Hu. If there's words missing here, like Kedmoy Racham Lachanun. In other words, Hashem is like that. So Akadosh is Baruch Hu and Chanun. Just like you say Chanun Racham Akadosh Baruch Hu, we're not talking about his inner neshama. We're talking about how people perceive the relationship. Baruch Hu also means the one that people find praiseworthy. Uh-huh. I think that's what he means to say. Now, the inyanei mehulu meshuva fnei bnei adam. So it's somebody who is now. We'll add a knesh to this. What it means is HaKadosh Baruch Hu is perceived in the bria as the one who is doing all that is right and so on. Our admiration for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, our hoidoyet HaKadosh Baruch Hu, our description of HaKadosh Baruch Hu as being Baruch means HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who is nikkur in the bria as being the one to whom thanks is owed and so on and so forth.
So is this how we understand Baruch Atah Hashem when we're saying brachas?
That's why he says yes, it means mehulol, it means HaKadosh Baruch Hu who is praised. You indeed are praiseworthy. It's a lesson of like Meshubachata. You know, you are the one that is worthy of praise, because look at, and it sort of would mean, it fits somewhat, when we make a bracha, for instance, a person makes a bracha, he eats an apple, he makes burpee, he eats. What he's saying is, now that I taste the apple, I have a sense of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's being, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's greatness. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has projected his greatness through this, and I sense it. So now it is appropriate to say, you are praiseworthy. That's the K'nei Shabbat. Now, the next one, Birchas HaBruim Zalzez Tefillah. Va'omnam, Birchas HaBruim Eile Eile Eine Shefek Yibras Hashem LeBruim. When you bend somebody else, it doesn't mean you're bestowing good upon him. When I give somebody bracha, Mr. Semeshu, you should be X, Y, or Z. I'm not the one that's supplying it. Rather, it's a tefillah. Sheyiten mituvei vashpas alehem. It's a tefillah that he should be rashpi on them. Vim ois a tefillah yachinu amekavu mekavu shepahu. So now he gives it a hezbo which is going to be similar to what the Ran says and the Ikrim. The bracha is a catalyst for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's bestowal of tov. It makes the person, it makes a chana in to sort of a bridge, you know, yonim tachtoyim. Like Bruce Connors, let me show you, Mispalim Badam, Yomi Brech Hashem, Yo Hashem, Yis Hashem. Lefi Shena Bracha Zeis Kibrocha Mura Be'Hashem Lebruim. Because the word Brachim is different than the Bracha we speak by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Lachain Oma Emor Lem, Ratzal Loima, She'ena Brachi Kim Tfilah V'Amira, Loishav Shez Dvama, tell them the Bracha. In other words, this is an Amira. V'lachain Oma B'Soif HaBracha V'Soma Shmeh V'Yisov V'Aniyah Barachim, Ratzal Loima, Heim B'Tfilah Shem Eskir Shmi Aleyet. V'Omnum the Bracha Mitis Shrashefa Miyare Kavlai Shem Leah Kahanim, V'Zov V'Aniyah Barachim. So the truth is, we certainly don't want to end up with three totally different hagdaras. You know, one bracha is a blessing, one bracha is a little girl, and one bracha is he's saying these are three different things, and yet somewhere along the line, we're trying to think of it as being one inyan. I think what it means is as follows. Bracha itself is a hashpah of tov, it's a ribuy of tov, but that ribuy of tov, depending from which angle we're looking at it, will mean something else. Let's just give a second an example. When I give tzedakah to needy family, for me, it means a way of fulfilling my sense of doing for others. For the poor family receiving the tzedakah, it's a way of having what to eat. For the U.S. government, it's a tax deduction. And all three of them center around this check. It's three different descriptions of the same act, depending from which angle you're looking at. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mashpia Tov, that's called Bracha. So from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's perspective, it's Ashpov Tov that came Milamal Lamata. When we're talking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, his role in Bracha is that. Our reaction, as opposed to a hidden good that he gave us, Bracha is a Shefa which we can relate to because we sense the Shefa Shabai, we can relate to it as Berachas Hashem. It's above Teva, beyond Teva, and it is, for us, it is the admiration of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Our reaction to that Shefa is admiration. When we're giving ourselves a bracha, what are we trying to do? The answer is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hashpa and Shefa come down from Lamala, they come to Tachtonim, they need a bridge to bridge the gap between the two. The bracha is that bridge that bridges the gap and allows for hashpa. So really, all three terms, all three usages of that term are around an inyan of shefa. That's what they're around. They mean different things because the relationship, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives to me, he's a giver, and that's hashpa. When I'm receiving from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it means in the same act that he's giving, obviously, as a receiver, to the receiver, this act is a sense of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's greatness. To the person on the side, to the person that I want to include in the bracha, the bracha serves as sort of a bridge to that person that there should be a hashpah and so on. I want to add one more nekud about this bridge part, which is really sort of, I think it says, the Chinuch says it, it's sort of the Derech HaMelech Nizinyanim. Bracha is a hashpa that's not within the world of Teva. Because once, in other words, the things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made in Sheshes made Breishes, on the Pasuk, they might be called Vayivarech Elokim, it's called Sha'osav, you know, and so on. But Vayivarech Elokim, Esem Ashvi, or Vayivarech Elokim, Sa'odam, or the Pruvu, and Yishetzu, and all those are brachas from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but they're not specific to man. These are not brachas that, you know, they were done, and that was it. When that's over, from now on, everything we see in terms of Teva, We know we need Tzad Hashpah. We see things in Teva. When there is unusual, unnatural Hashpah, then we perceive the sort of Yad Hashem in a sense that it evokes from us a response, a reflection. In order for that, in other words, anything that happens in Teva, for the sun to rise in the morning, we don't need tefillah. For the sun to set in the evening, we don't need tefillah. For gravity to keep holding things down, doesn't need tefillah. Those are Teva already. Because it's in the Bria already. Those in Yanim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is bestowing in a beyond Tevatic way, a Teva plus way, those things need a chetims come to this world. There's no yesh me'ayin. So just like the muscle by Elisha, you had the woman need to have kadim that are ready to accept it, person needs to be a kli kibbutz for the bracha. And you need a chetimtza to bring the bracha down. And that's why the kadim needed, holding their hand symbolizes sort of a bridge. And he says it here, we'll see in a second. Olefi, shaneviyim loyim evarachos palen kim alashem in the parach. They gave a bracha only for those that are royal avarach. V'asheratzon l'kai shevarach l'fanav. And the Akash Baruch would want a bracha. L'chein yishabru mezeh atfilo manovei mevarech. V'achana shetaset filose v'mevarech l'kabla bracha. So you need you need a hachana within the person to receive the bracha. And that's why when I give somebody a bracha to something that creates in them a certain kibble for bracha, and on that the bracha is chal. I actually just want to tell an interesting story. I heard this from my Rebbe, Rebbe Zedel Epstein Zechon Evracha. Zedel was a very, very big tzaddik. He was a big pikeach also. He had learned in Grodno. He died a few years ago at 100. He was in Edgesall. He was a Rebbe in Ajitetul. He was about 70. 75 maybe, and then he went on to Eretz Yisrael, was Mashkiach in Torah Or, was about 100, and there was Nifta. But he told us once in Maisa, his sister had gone to America earlier, much earlier, with his parents, I think, or he had stayed in Europe to learn in Grodno until the war broke out. Literally, he left the last ship out. His sister married somebody who rapidly became Frey, was Michal Shabbos, I think he lived in Los Angeles, if I'm not mistaken. He sort of drifted off my power. They didn't know anything about it. He certainly didn't know anything about it. He had an opportunity to go to Chofetz Chaim, and he had a list prepared, a kvittel prepared with everybody in the family for a bracha. And the chazan and the Chofetz Chaim went over it, sort of read off. And when he came to that name, he said, not everybody deserves a bracha. And he skipped over it, wouldn't give it a bracha. It says on the Chofetz Chaim. It's built in this yesod. There's no, a bracha can't be chal on someone that's not royal of Baruch. If a person has a potential kli, and the bracha makes it into a kli, or the bracha serves as a bridge, that's fine. ולכן ישחבו מזה התפילה מהנובי המבורך והחונש עשו עושה במבורך הבא ברוכה there would be a chibur from the tefila from the novi that was mevorech to the hachona that is tefila made in the mizborech ki al kena yisoyim chan baruch seyem vayisho mevorech that's why the tzur of bracha was to put your hands on the one you make a bracha lachina lesado it's sort of I'm preparing you I'm holding you I'm taking you into the side of bracha. Va'godes ha'osid liyos ma'shitzap ma'osid shasulachem barachahu. And sort of he's sort of trying to bring down a shefa. This is what's going to be like when Yitzchak ben Shtiakov b'yitur cholakim. There was an element of nevuah in it because the navi knew who was ready for the bracha. What Abarbanel does over here is very interesting. He was bothered by the issue of is a bracha tefillah or is a bracha nevuah, which is what the Joseran, the Ikrim Kler, and they say it's a manavshach. Why was Yitzchak so? Why was Esav so upset? If it was a nevuah, that's what I had in mind. If it's a tefillah, then certainly he had a mind for Esav and so on. What he's saying over here is the element of nevuah is noveya from the fact that the Navi sensed, by giving him a bracha, the Navi sensed that this person is worthy of this. The Navi prepared him for it. And as such, being that he was a Kli Kibul for this Inyan and could do it, he was ready for it. Vehine says, Birchas Moshe Yisrael Himeashitu Vashlishi Azeh. This is the third type is this bracha of Moshe Kaisal. Vinyana, Tfilol Yoina, Sha'osal Kolashot in Baruch Hoysam, Vachona Shechina Kabla Yisam Atoibes Bechoysav Vagazaz Yis. In other words, he was being Mechen Kaisal for bracha, and thereby they lay a certain element of nevuah to include everybody in. Ki kifima shechina mashes palem yiskayim latoibes. Because the brachas are commensurate to the tefillah that he puts down there. Well, the horosh yerbeze gamkin magid asidus voices as divina. L'chein la'amol tash tachnunim elkin goyze magid shachis. And that's why it wasn't tefillah blosin tachnunim, but rather a goyzer and so on. I want to just explain this a little bit. There are different levels in tefillah. One level would be that we create a rotzen in HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chlal to bring about such an inyan for us. There's another inyan in tefillah where the thing is ready, but you need some bridge, some echetimtza to bring it down. But let's give a mashal. Let's say I'm collecting for yeshiva, and I come to a donor. So there's a hechatimtza where the donor is a new person. I have to convince him to give money for the yeshiva. I'm asking him for a gift that's extraordinary, and so on. That's one hechatimtza. The second hechatimtza, where it's a given. This person gives $100,000 every year to the yeshiva, and that's fine. But I need to. But there's a process. I need to call the person up. I need to come over, pick up the check, literally and metaphorically, and so on and so forth. Even if this is the norm and this is what we want to expect, it's still not taken for granted. You need a hechtimtza. You need a goodwill, and so on and so forth. You have those on Hagas HaKadosh Baruch Hu also. So the bracha works. It's tefillah of tachnunim are for things that we haven't, they're extraordinary from what we deserve or so on. A bracha is given to a person who be'etzem is roifit, you know, each one has to be roif a certain bracha, each shevet got a different bracha, kefi tivo, and so on. But you need it, because the Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't order deposit things. The giving is part of relationship, and the bracha is sort of that which shows the relationship and so on. Okay, the next one is the Ramban. So I just want to maybe add one thing to Bar Barnell. It's not all that different than the other shittas. There's a sense by us that a bracha in itself works magic. So let's say somebody comes to Adam Gadol for a bracha, there should be a big Talmud Chacham. So if the person is working hard and learning, and he's, you know, really into it, and so on, so it's reasonable to say that this person is roi lekabel, he needs a bracha, you still need the bracha. But if a person's making no effort on his part, really doesn't demonstrate any ability, affinity, real interest, the bracha doesn't work on its own. A bracha is a bridge. A bridge works very well when you have two points of land to connect. When you have one point of land and just ocean, it's very hard to make a bridge. A bridge is between two things. So if you have an entity that's roya for something, and you have a Kadosh Baruch Hu, So now the bracha sort of is bridged it. But if it's coming from no place, if it's going to no place, it's not going to work. Brachas work when the person is royu, and you need the bracha b'cholzitz. Isha, okay, the next one is on the pasuk Moshe Isha Lokim. What's the concept of Isha Lokim? Isha Lokim lehagiv ki brachasim mekuyem. So Ramat says the first one means he's close to Hashem, and therefore his brachas are mekuyem. Ki Isha Lokim hoyo utfilas yeshar mitzayne. Akadosh Baruch Hu likes straight people. Behine yikara kosev l'moshe ben Isha Lokim v'chein shar nevim v'liyov zulosim. L'yom ha-kosev Isha Hashem. Aval yom ha-moshe eved Hashem. V'atam yadur l'chol maskil. V'chein al derech ha-emes. He's saying over here, Isha Elokim, it means it's possible you should be mechuber. Like, Elokim is a darga of ruchnius. It's not kaviyachol d'shem Hashem be'etzem. So it's a certain darga, it fits malachim in a sort of auxiliary usage. It fits anybody with who's empowered. It's possible that somebody be a madrega that is called Elokim. Elokai, Eloki, Elokim, those things can be said. An avaya, nothing like that can exist, because there's no sushtel. What you can say the most is Eved Hashem. You can't say Ish Hashem. V'zaisi abrocha, it says v'zais. What's the v'zais abrocha? V'zaisi abrocha kem eis Hashem hoi sezais. V'chem b'yakov nema v'zais ashedim raviyem. Zeis ha-brocha u'shama David, Zeis ha-pikudecha, Yirat Tzion David, Gisham Tzion Hashem, Tzibrocha Chaim al-Oilam, V'amaschu Yavin. So his Miram is over here, the Nekuda, where he says the word V'Zeis here, is something which is very bedafka, Al-Biderach Ha-Emes, and he is going to explain, I mean, he's not going to explain all too much what he means, but let's just try to describe it in our words. The word v'zois in language of Pnim is what's called Pnim's Malchus, which is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's demonstration of things of his Ritzonos and Chochmah in this world, projected in an other. The Pnim's Malchus is when the Melech's directions and goals and so on and campaigns are enacted through the actions of the other. Vezos means, like it says by Rosh Hashanah, Zekeli van Vehu. The only time we can pin something down with certainty, with definitiveness, is with the word Vezos in this world. In other words, Vezos means this is what the bracha is, and this is where it's become something concrete. This is what Chazal meant when he said there's a medrash. V'zeis ashedibulam aviem. It says osid adam ki yoytze bi levarach eschem. He said v'zeis aviem. Yaakov said, or sort of alluded to the fact, there will come a day when somebody will give you a bracha. He will start where I stopped. And so on. So the Ramban adds to this. There's a Chazal that says Yaakov, that Moshe started where Yaakov left off. And the word v'zeis being the pivotal word in both cases. There's a lot of inyan about this. It says that Yaakov and Moshe are the same darga, except Yaakov's levar, Moshe's legav. Yaakov Avinu stands outside of the b'china, Moshe stands inside. Whatever it is, the others, whatever the others accomplished, we say that the Yaakov Avinu got to the highest point that the others could accomplish, and that's where Moshe, and that's where Moshe started with. The b'china of Yaakov is one of the ways of describing it is Torah. Yaakov learned in Shem Ve'eva 22 years and didn't sleep and so on and so forth. Yaakov Avinu's midah seeing Torah, and therefore Moshe Rabbeinu, who actually the difference is just that Yaakov was an outsider, quote unquote, meaning his midah was shaykh to Torah, but they didn't have Torah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu yet. Masha'ein Kain, Moshe Rabbeinu, he already had it as an insider, so to speak. I want to point out two or three nekudas in this medrash. It's a very important medrash. First of all, just like we know that Klai Yisrael is a cloud, in the sense that you could put every yochid together, and in a big picture, each one will play a different role that integrates with the other one. It's like one big goof. Klal Yisrael also has many layers through the doros, and each door builds on the door before, and that's Klal Yisrael's surah, are all those doors that were built together. All the doors that click together, each door accomplishes something, and the central thread is supposed to be something that continues till Bizkav Mashiach. Moshe starting where Yaakov left off is really, really the way it should happen. There's a progress. Every giant builds something, and it's not only that they build great things, the mamshich in their way is something else. So the bracha of Yaakov got us to a certain point, and the bracha of Moshe got us to that point much further on. Each one kikafi was pulled off, it was. But he says over here, that's the pshat Yaakov, where he stopped off. I'm going to, you know, the word v'zois is a very crucial word. It means something very specific. It means basically there's galus in this world of things that are elyoin, and the bracha was that, and therefore it was this nekuda that both Yaakov and Moshe were around this bracha v'zois. Okay, we'll hold it here. Gemara Tov, holding now Yom Shnei Kippur ready. Kol Tov.